I mean, you think about Phoenix. But you put they put resin on Phoenix, and that actually has been a couple years, but it's still kind of got... It stays in there. It brings some rubber to it. It helps that outer groove get to where it needs to be. Doesn't necessarily need to be reapplied. It's actually been great that some of these racetracks that they put it on, that they developed that dominant groove up top. As they've not put it on, we've gotten too wide racing in multiple places we can go make speed.
But how much do you rely on it? When a track hasn't applied it of late, how long does it stay in the surface? And how do you as a crew chief plan on it being there to some degree or not? How do you gauge how to go as far as depending on it or not?
How your driver tells you it is during the weekend is really what you have to do, because it is a variable of what's going on. But we've seen it multiple times at multiple tracks where we have put resin on, whether it be PJ1 to start with or resin as we've gotten more accustomed to lately. That seems to work out fairly well, and it's helped those racetracks continue to maintain multiple lanes.
As we look at the running order, Justin Allgaier's the race leader, Cole Custer second, the top five. We'll see Anthony Alfredo third, Sammy Smith fourth, and William Byron fifth. Now, two of those drivers in the top five I just reeled off in Cole Custer and Sammy Smith won races last year, yet to break through and get to victory lane as of yet this season. Throw in Anthony Alfredo, who's never been to victory lane at this level. We've got ourselves quite the mix as we get, 13 laps to go this time by.
And a berth into the playoffs hangs in the balance for a lot of these drivers. The question is, what are you willing to do, or what chances are you willing to take to get that playoff berth? Because you don't know if you're ever going to have this situation again going forward. If you find yourself in this unique set of circumstances, to me, you need to take advantage of it. But don't be messy when you do it, because it could come back to haunt you if you're able to make it into the playoffs.
Cole Custer has the fresher tires as we get set for the restart. We'll get the one to go this time by, Todd. If you're Justin Allgaier, do you still stay with the outside lane on your choice?
I think you take the one that's... Yes, I do think so. I think the outside will roll eventually through one and two. It's the preferred line off of two, and it's definitely the preferred line if you're side-by-side into turn two. So I think he goes outside. I think Cole Custer goes to bottom. Be a great race between these two.
Here they come to the orange V painted in the middle of the racetrack. Pass, start, finish, and indeed, Justin Allgaier will go to the outside lane. Cole Custer will go to the bottom. So it'll be a four to the inside of a Chevrolet on this next restart. Before we get it, however, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network live at Pocono Raceway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series racing the Explore the Pocono Mountains 225. Alongside Mike Bagley and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon, I'm Alex Hayden. We're high atop the start-finish line. In turn one is Dave Moody. In turn two is Kyle Ricci. Over in turn number three is Jason Toy. And on the pit lane, Steve Post and Alan Cavana will get 12 laps to go next time by when they hit the Geico restart zone for this next restart. And with Cole Custer there on the front row for the restart, he's trying to give Ford Motor Company and Ford Performance their first Xfinity win of the season. Winless so far this year. Ford went 18 races so far without a win, the longest streak that was back in 1989 when Mark Martin won in race 22 of the season. So that is not something that Ford wants to do. They want to go ahead and snap that winless drought here today.
And I know Cole would love to do it. We appreciated Cole joining us yesterday with our coverage of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. It's good to find him in the mix today. And, of course, there's other drivers in the mix as well. Again, Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer, Anthony Alfredo, Sammy Smith, William Byron, the top five. Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, Sheldon Creed, Parker Kligerman, Chandler Smith, the top 10. When they come to the line, it'll be 12 laps remaining in this one this afternoon.
The freshest tires belong to Cole Custer and William Byron. Austin Hill also has freshest tires. They were last on the pit lane in that group inside the top six. So that means Allgaier and Alfredo and Sammy Smith, they're going to have to deal with some older Goodyear tires for this run.
Fans rise to their feet as the green flag waves. 12 laps to go in Pocono, and Allgaier is gone out front all by himself, leaving Anthony Alfredo and Cole Custer to race side by side with a pack of race cars stacked up behind them.
Great jump by Allgaier. We'll get him to turn one first. He keeps that outside lane. Oh, he gets a little wide. He Preston Allgaier to the lead off turn one.
He's out front. They are three wide further back as Anthony Alfredo will lose a couple of spots. Here comes Sammy Smith to his inside for fifth. It's Custer make that Allgaier at the front of the field into turn number two over Cole Custer. William Byron in the third spot. Sheldon Quinn in fourth.
Single file through the top five side by side for six. Further back with Sammy Smith and Austin Hill. Up front, Justin Allgaier pulls out by two car lengths along with Cole Custer, William Byron giving chase.
Pole sitter Sheldon Creed right there in the number four spot has got himself a trunk full right now past the start finish line. Anthony Alfredo is there. Austin Hill, Sammy Smith, A.J. Allmendinger, a player in the top 10 again.
Everybody bobbing and weaving their way down the front straightaway trying to find some clean air. Front of the pack, it continues to be Allgaier by a car length over Custer. Three more back to William Byron. Four more back to Sheldon Creed in the four spot.
Then Anthony Alfredo, who is hanging tough in the top five right now, getting into line just in front of a snarling pack of traffic behind him, led by Sheldon Creed. Also, Sammy Smith. Two-car breakaway in the front of the pack, though. Justin Allgaier and Cole Custer, one and two, got less than a car length between them.
Cole Custer trying to utilize those fresher tires to catch up to Justin Allgaier, but he has the clean air out front. He's able to hold on to that position. He goes bottom side. Cole Custer goes the lane up off the bottom.
Cole Custer swinging his Ford a bit wide as Justin Allgaier takes his Chevrolet to the bottom of the racetrack. They cross the line. 10 laps to go in Pocono. Allgaier trying to break the draft, day, but having very little success in doing so.
Not able to get away from Cole Custer. A couple of veterans try to decide how to play their cards here in the final 10 laps. And don't count out William Byron. He's still only five, maybe six car lengths back in third.
Bit of ground to catch up to the top two, which are maybe battle for the lead. Here is Custer stepping out of line on Justin Allgaier. Had the look off of turn number one. Fell back into line. Allgaier slammed the door to the inside of the racetrack. Maintains the race lead by a car length.
On the short chute coming from turn two to turn three, hard in the throttle. You tried to outbreak him going into the corner. It is Cole Custer. He's trying to do that. He looks to driver's left to Justin Allgaier. Allgaier rips the wheel to the left to cut him off.
Allgaier would drift wide off turn number three. Here's Cole Custer taking a peek to the inside. Wheel to wheel for the race lead at Pocono. Nine laps to go. Cole Custer is on the move.
Justin Allgaier to the outside lane. Cole Custer to the inside lane. Can't pull alongside. He'll fall back in line, at least for the moment. On entry into turn number one, he'll follow in the tire track. Justin Allgaier fends off another attack by Cole Custer.
Allgaier maintains the race lead, but again, here comes Cole Custer. Builds a run off of turn number one. Drag race up the long pond straight away for the race lead. They're side by side again, and this time in turn two, Cole Custer gets out front by less than a car length over Justin Allgaier. New leader, Custer, back to the front.
But Justin Allgaier is going to draft right up to the backside of that Ford Mustang out in front of him. Allgaier not letting him get away. He'll go all the way to the bottom part of the racetrack. Gets to the inside of Cole Custer off three.
William Byron is not a factor in this race for the lead. He is behind them by 1 second. Cole Custer comes to the line. He will reclaim the lead. And Allgaier in second, hot to trot right behind him with eight laps to go.
He's not giving up. Has Justin Allgaier. He's still right there on the back bumper. That's Stuart Haas forward for Cole Custer. Looks to the inside. Not close enough to mount a challenge. They'll go single file to the long pond straight.
And as they race for the lead, it is slowly but surely allowing William Byron to close in from the third spot. This could be a three-way battle for the race lead here before it's all said and done. Right now it's Custer drawing away by two car lengths from Justin Allgaier.
Trying to utilize that.
Trouble turn number two. One car goes around. Shane Van Gisbergen will spin to the bottom of the racetrack. Long sliding spin. Ticking up a lot of smoke, but keeps it off the inside retaining wall.
Caution on the speedway. It will be the eighth one of the afternoon. It comes out with seven and a half laps remaining. Back to Kyle Rickey.
Looked like Shane Van Gisbergen just barely caught the apron here in turn number two, and when he did, the car spun and snapped around on him. Did a great job keeping it off the outside wall along with the inside wall when it spun back toward that direction. Everybody able to miss him going to his outside off of turn two.
He was in the number 10 position going off into the tunnel turn, under braking, rolling out of the throttle, and he absolutely got drilled in the back bumper by Sam Mayer, who turned Shane Van Gisbergen around in the middle of the tunnel turn. That's put us under the caution now for the eighth time.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Pit lane is open this time by. I would be absolutely dumbfounded if anybody in the top 10 came to pit road. They all should be good on Sunoco fuel. So we'll wait and see if anybody does, in fact, come to pit road.
The opportunity is there. I would be very surprised if someone comes down pit road, especially towards the front of the field, because when they come to the line, it'll be six to go. They're going to get the one to go with five to go. We'll go green with four to go if things continue to pan out. And that would be a tall task to bury yourself in the field. The pit lane is open. Here they come. Leaders are bypassing the entrance to pit road. No takers at the front, just at the very end of the pack. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Forrest.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Tomorrow at 1:30 Eastern, join MRN for the Great American Getaway 400, presented by VisitPA.com from Pocono Raceway.
5.5 laps to go here at the Pocono Raceway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Cole Custer leading. Jesse Love came down the pit lane a moment ago. I'm assuming, Todd Gordon, that's just, I got a set of tires, you might as well use them or lose them, right?
Yeah, if you look at it, lap five, they came and took fuel. They didn't come at stage one as everybody else did. They cycled themselves forward. They had a set of stickers left that nobody else did. They're back far enough. Put some qualifying air pressures in it. Blow these tires up a little bit. See what kind of hay you can make in the last few laps.
I see Alan Cavana climbed up on the war wagon, perhaps conducting an MRN I-Team report. Alan, what do you have?
You guys were spot on. Just wanted to confirm. But, yeah, same attitude. Why not use them? We're just going to lose them. Pump them up full of air, just like you said. Don't worry about the fuel issue and see what we can do in five laps.
Well, he's got nothing to lose. He's already gotten himself a win under his belt. So, yeah, I mean, why not do something a little bit different right now? You know you're a playoff driver. You don't have to necessarily worry too much about points. So go after it and see if you can come home with a trophy.
Yeah. So, and Danny Stockman's done a great job in the past of just being a leader for different teams. He's done a great job here. So a great call by Danny. We'll see where it goes.
Field's getting the one to go. So we're getting it with five to go. When they come back to the line, we'll have a four-lap shootout to see if Cole Custer can hang on to the win. Cole will choose to the outside. Justin Allgaier will choose down low. But William Byron chooses behind Justin Allgaier, and that could be the shove that Allgaier needs into the clean air off the end of the front straightaway.
It could very well be. However, the advantage, and by design, by the rule book, the race leader has, Cole Custer in this case, he'll be what's called the control car. He's the one in the GEICO restart zone who can get on the gas first. Only he knows when he's going to go. In theory, should give him a bit of an advantage. Now, you can get on the gas as soon as you hit the zone, or you can wait till late in the zone and get on the gas. This may be one of those opportunities for Cole Custer to really keep everybody guessing.
Dave, what's amazed me today is there have been an opportunity or several for them to really fan out that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wide that you talked about in your scene set, but it's like they've been practicing some restraint, at least at the front of the field on these restarts.
Yeah, and I'll bet the mortgage that's about over. maybe William Byron went to the inside of row number 2 to provide the inside pole sitter with a nice polite shove. Maybe he did it just to bust a move 3 wide on his way to turn number 1 and try and win this thing. My money is on option B.
Well, as the field exits the tunnel turn in turn 2 coming to the restart zone, Steve Post, what are you hearing on the radio?
Yeah, the inside row is an interesting cast for sure. Justin Allgaier will start on the inside. William Byron will start right behind him. And Sammy Smith starts behind him. Those are 3 Junior Motorsports / Hendrick Motorsports Chevys. And on the radio, I don't know what the plan is, but a couple of drivers were told, you know the plan. So stay tuned. We'll see what the plan is with those 3 Chevys on the inside first 3 rows.
I would bet that plan involves Justin Allgaier pulling those belts ultra tight, because he's probably going to have the 17 car of William Byron sitting right in his back seat, shoving him for all he's worth with now 4 laps to go.
Green flag goes back in the air. Here we go through the gearbox. The pushing and shoving begins, but Cole Custer's getting some assistance off the nose of the Toyota of Sheldon Creed.
Everybody getting help from somebody, and here comes the 3 wide move. Busting out is Byron, but he hasn't got the daylight. Justin Allgaier gets the advantage from the inside lane. He'll lead to the exit of turn number 1, but here comes Custer to the bottom.
What a run to the inside for Cole Custer off of turn number 1. Is able to pull up alongside Justin Allgaier. William Byron will look to the outside of both of them. There's not enough room, but they're side by side for the lead. Cole Custer to the inside of Justin Allgaier in turn 2 for the top spot.
Has the advantage going into the corner. It is Justin Allgaier having the advantage on the top side. Nose to nose, leaning on one another down the short chute, back into turn number 3. Give Custer the position. He'll slide up for the crossover move from Allgaier.
Here's Allgaier back to the bottom of the racetrack. He's trying to wedge his way to the inside of Cole Custer for the lead. He can't do it. Custer will clear him and will come to the start-finish line with 3 laps to go and start to pull away with the point.
Custer dives all the way to the bottom of the racetrack in the front straightaway. He'll run a groove off the bottom into turn number 1. Here's Allgaier right up under his rear quarter panel. Here comes Byron up under the quarter panel now of Justin Allgaier for 3rd.
Nobody able to make a move, not as of yet, off of turn number 1 and up the long pond straightaway. It is Cole Custer at the point. Car length in hand over Justin Allgaier. One more back to William Byron in 3rd. Then great racing from 4th on back, led by Sheldon Creed.
It's the 3-way battle for that top spot, and then about a country mile all the way back to the 4th position.
Trouble off turn 2 once again. It is Shane Van Gisbergen, does a half a spin off the corner, kicks up some smoke, but keeps the car rolling in the right direction.
We stay under the green flag as the field exits turn number 3, 2 laps to go. Cole Custer's opened up a 5-car length lead over Justin Allgaier, who's got a mirror full of William Byron.
Custer trying to sneak away here in the final laps and get some daylight between himself and his closest pursuers. Custer, Allgaier, Byron, then a long gap back to Sheldon Creed and Taylor Gray, the top 5.
Taylor Gray next in line, then it's A.J. Allmendinger, as that's a good 3-way battle from 4th on back, but keeping an eye on the top 3, Cole Custer able to pull away at the front of the field, even more so this time by, call it 5 or 6 car lengths back to Justin Allgaier in 2nd.
As they shoot out of the smoke left behind from Shane Van Gisbergen, it's Cole Custer, 5 car length separation back to Justin Allgaier, 2 back to William Byron, about 20 back to Sheldon Creed. He has to look to his driver's left, Taylor Gray sticking the nose of his Toyota inside.
Custer, Allgaier, Byron exit turn 3, swing it wide up against the outside wall. White flag is in the air. The next flag will end the race. Cole Custer trying to leave everybody behind and get his first win of the year.
If any of the pursuers have got anything, they better pull it out of their pocket, and I mean now. It's Custer by 3, maybe 4 car lengths. Challenge is on for second. Byron looking low. There's nothing there on the long pond straight away.
Justin Allgaier hangs on to that second spot, finding pressure from William Byron to the inside. Byron can't make a move. All of this about five car lengths behind race leader Cole Custer, who races through turn two for the final time in the top spot.
It's about five car length separation back to Justin Allgaier. He has nothing out in front of him. Cole Custer comes back into turn three for the final time. The general looking to take Mount Pocono as he works his way off three.
Off turn number three, checkered flag is in the air from the right hand of Caden Kritzer. Cole Custer comes across the line. He'll win the Explore the Pocono Mountains 225 at Pocono Raceway. Cole Custer picks up the win. Justin Allgaier is second. William Byron comes home third. Sheldon Creed finishes fourth. And Taylor Gray rounds out the top five. What a drive today by Cole Custer.
It is Cole Custer's first win of 2024. It's the first win for the Ford Motor Company in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for 2024. As the general claims Mount Pocono, I'm sure that the celebration will be a massive one, not only in that pit area, but all across the headquarters of Stewart Haas Racing as Cole Custer goes to victory lane in the Poconos.
I'm Steve Letarte. Each week, join Todd Gordon and myself for NASCAR Inside the Race, presented by Consumer Cellular. We'll look at all the key moments that propel a team to victory,
including a breakdown on exactly how the race was won. Plus, we'll dive into the data and go in depth on penalties, race strategy, point standings, and rule changes.
And we have all kinds of fun tools to show off, like ghost cars, telestration, and line graphs to provide all the minute details. Catch NASCAR Inside the Race each Tuesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Back at the Pocono Raceway, Cole Custer has just won the Explore the Pocono Mountains 225. He brought the car across the start-finish line, kind of slung it lazily, spun it back the other way, conducted a burnout. Now he has nosed the car into the inside wall. The crew member standing atop that wall, Alex, and the smoke show has begun.
It absolutely has. It's been a long time coming. Ford Motor Company has been winless to this point in the season. They are winless no more. Steve Post.
Yeah, down here, the drivers have finished in the top five out. Justin Allgaier giving a circle around his car, just kind of checking the right side of the car to see what the take was on the car. A great recovery here as you had a pit stop problem here, a penalty on a pit stop, a great recovery, Justin. The waning laps of that race, what more did you need out of your race car?
I don't know. Really disappointed for everybody at Carolina Carports. Everybody in the 7 team had a rocket ship, definitely as fast as Xfinity Internet today. Just on the end there, just the old tires got us. I don't know, man. The pit stop penalty, I don't know. I'll have to look at it. You know, I don't know what I actually got called for, but it sucks watching the double zero do burnouts. I'm not going to lie. You know, especially after being able to get back by him on that restart, just not being able to hold it. I just needed a little bit there at the end. But proud of the team, proud of the effort. Everybody at Junior Motorsports, obviously Chevrolet, Hendrick Engine Department, all of our partners, Brand Fresh and Agriculture, Jarrett, Carolina Carports on the car this weekend, Hellman's, everybody Unilever, I mean.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Wenikins from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Severe thunderstorm warnings continue for Buffalo and Trempealeau County until 4:30. Weather Service radar, Arcadia being affected by these storms, Independence and Blair being affected by these storms. They're now east of Fountains, or east of Buffalo City. You might see a storm yet after this, what has moved through Buffalo City, but it shouldn't be too bad. This in from the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, Highway 37 and Highway Highway 88 are now closed at this time from Mondovi to Gilmanton due to trees and water on the roadway. Again, Highway 37 and Highway 88 are closed in Buffalo County from Mondovi to Gilmanton due to trees and water in the roadway. So please keep that in mind. Please do not drive with if you don't have to in that area. There's probably a lot of town roads as well. They may have trees down and water over the road. Travel not advised, really, in that portion of Buffalo County. Again, Highway 37, Highway 88 are both completely closed at this time from Mondovi to Gilmanton due to trees down and water over the road. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Buffalo and Trempealeau counties until 4:30. There's also a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 o'clock this evening for Wabasha, Buffalo, and Trempealeau counties. From the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Tell us how you got your top five finish, your fifth place run here today.
Yeah, just honestly just managed the day and executed all day. Obviously, it sucked having to start in the back today. I think we had a better than a fifth place car, truthfully, but just kind of stuck in the back and couldn't really go anywhere, just trapped for a while. And once we got some clean air at the end there, I felt like we were pretty good. So I can't thank all my Joe Gibbs Racing guys enough. They brought me a really fast GR Supra, almost as fast as Xfinity Internet. Just need a little bit more and mostly just track position.
What are the restarts like? Can you describe what's that like going down into turn number one, especially late in the day like we had a couple of them?
Yeah, I mean, just have to be aggressive and have to protect yourself, but also, you have to attack. If you're not attacking, then you're going to get ran over. So just have to, again, just execute the day and, yeah.
Good solid stuff, that's for sure. Taylor Gray, second top five finish of the weekend as he finished in the top five last night in the Truck Series race here at Pocono as well.
Yeah, I would say he would be fairly happy as they exit the mountains of Pennsylvania here this weekend. So it's wrapped up, and Cole Custer doesn't have to scratch his head and say, man, when am I going to get back to victory lane? He won three times a year ago. He gets his first win of this season already and will extend his regular season points lead.
And he is also a part of the playoffs now. So that is that deep exhale that he's been looking for. Now, Riley Herbst, his teammate, would like to do the same. That bunch there for Herbst really had a challenge today. But it was Cole Custer, Stewart Haas Racing, going to victory lane, Ford Motor Company as well. And they've been looking so hard. They've had some get away from him. What was it, New Hampshire, that he was just kicking himself there, lost the lead late, got shuffled out, but he's been able to reclaim victory today, and I know that he told us in some commercial breaks yesterday that's something he's really committed to, he's wanting really bad, and was able to do it today, and I'm sure he'll be turning cartwheels once he gets out of that race car again.
Yeah, he is making his way to the newer victory lane. This was something that they debuted a year ago. A ton of race fans are now welcome to hang out down there in victory lane, and they are, what, 10, 12, 15 deep, just trying to get a peek of the winning car as it finally pulls in and comes to a stop on the black and white painted victory lane in front of the big NASCAR TV screen. And Cole Custer has just parked the race car down there right now as, boy, what a win for Custer. You got to think that we gave him a little bit of good juju after he came up and was our analyst in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race last night. So, Mike, Cole Custer, this is going to be a popular win with the fans here at Pocono.
Oh, no doubt. They are gathered in. Our Alan Cavana's right smack dab in the middle of it. And here comes Cole getting ready to climb up out of that Ford Mustang, Alan.
So, Alan.
He's getting out right now. We know how Cole Custer likes to celebrate. He's got two cans in hand, looks at his team, slams them together, and pours them all over. Oh, it's a big mess down here. Always fun when it's a victory. Cole Custer always manages to make it a little more fun. I know you've been waiting on that pour for a long, long time. You know you're a winner in this series, but to finally get it done this season, what's this mean?
Oh, it means so much. I mean, these guys have worked so hard all year and just haven't gotten that final result. So it's awesome to get it here at Pocono. I mean, this is such an awesome racetrack, you know, that's hard to win at. So I can't thank all of them enough. I mean, an unbelievable car. Doug Yates, awesome Roush Yates horsepower. Ford got a win in the Ford Mustang Dark Horse, finally. So we're pumped about that and just we're ready to try and carry this into the playoffs. I mean, couldn't be here without Gene Haas and everybody at Haas Animation and everybody at Stuart Haas. So awesome day. Hopefully we can just keep it going in the playoffs.
I can confirm the heavy aroma of beer right now. Now, normally at a track like this, you don't think of much beating and banging short track action, but you had to do that with a restart with four to go. What was that battle with Justin Allgaier like?
Well, you know, you never know what you're going to get, you know. It's like Forrest Gump, you know, it's a box of chocolates. But you just don't know how they're going to push on the restarts, you know, if you're going to get the push or if they are. So, you know, it didn't work out on the front stretch, but we had such a great car. We were able to rebound from it. And Justin, I mean, such an awesome guy to race with, you know. Race is hard, but we're able to race clean with each other, and it's awesome to get wins like that.
Your team asked you at one point, what do you need? All you said was clean air, and man, did they deliver. How would you say about this car, your team, your crew chief today in the communication?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, JT and all these guys, I mean, like I said, they've been working so hard. And, you know, I've told people, I mean, we're the points leader, but I've never been so frustrated being the points leader just because we haven't gotten a win yet. So to finally get that and everything these guys have done for this to bring us really fast pace here means a lot. And I think we can really take it to them in the playoffs.
The defending champ, Cole Custer, officially cements his spot in the playoffs with the win at Pocono.
So congratulations to Cole Custer. He wins it. Justin Allgaier was second. William Byron third. Sheldon Creed fourth. And Taylor Gray was fifth. We heard from all of our top five finishers. A.J. Allmendinger rallied back to sixth. Austin Hill seventh. Parker Kligerman eighth. Sammy Smith ninth. Sam Mayer finished today's race in the 10th spot.
11th is Raleigh Herbst, 12th is Ryan Sieg, 13th is Brandon Jones, 14th is Anthony Alfredo, Chandler Smith was 15th, Corey Heim was 16th, Daniel Dye was 17th, with Josh Williamson 18th, Ryan Truex 19th, and Kyle Sieg in 20th.
21st, Jeb Burton, 22nd, Jesse Love, 23rd, Kyle Weatherman, Matt DiBenedetto was 24th, and Leland Honeyman was 25th. Brennan Poole, 26th. Josh Berry, 27th. Thomas Annunziato was 28th. Mason Massey, 29th. And Jeremy Clements, 30th.
Shane Van Gisbergen finished in 31st. It was Parker Retzloff in 32nd. Patrick Emerling, 33rd. Blaine Perkins, 34th. Stephen Malozzi, 35th. By the way, Perkins, Malozzi, and the following drivers did not make it to the end of the race, including Ryan Ellis in 36th, Josh Balicki in 37th, and Dawson Cram in 38th.
Todd Gordon, your thoughts on what we saw today in the NASCAR Xfinity Series race?
I thought a lot of different strategies in action, just what you would expect out of Pocono. You saw three different corners and people work in different grooves. Love the fact that we've got multiple grooves. I think both turns one and turn three, you can run the bottom, you can run the middle. It looks like outside restarts. Really looking forward to what this racetrack brings us for action tomorrow.
And that comes up at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow again. The NASCAR Cup Series, the Great American Getaway 400, NASCAR Live Race Day, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Ty Gibbs got his second career Cup Series pole earlier today in qualifying, and he'll lead the field to the green flag. Big thanks to everybody who had a hand in today's broadcast, our engineering team, Craig Moore, and of course, Steve Fridley, our producer, director, and supreme boss man, that's Ryan Horn. Turn announce coverage from Dave Moody, Kyle Rickey, and Jason Toy. Up and down the pit lane, Steve Post and Alan Cavana. My broadcast team in the broadcast booth, championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon and Mike Bagley. I'm Alex Hayden. Together, we congratulate Cole Custer. He wins the Explore the Pocono Mountains 225. So long from Pocono Raceway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Explore the Pocono Mountains 225 has come to you from Pocono Raceway. Brought to you by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Harbor Freight. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. By Napa. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Pocono Raceway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Ryan Horn. Broadcast engineer Steve Fridley. Studio engineer Andy Pachenik. Audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Vols with Little Big Town and Chris Stapleton, and then he releases a couple of albums, and next thing you know, he's back in the game. Sad George, you couldn't leave it that long, could you? And thank you for sticking around. Riley Green on the way, Rascal Flatts and Travis Tritt coming up.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. SFB's free business banking guide provides strategies to ensure your business is running smoothly. From earnings credits to point-of-sale solutions, online banking, and retaining employees, SFB understands your business. Is your money working for you? Find out with the SFB Business Banking Guide. Download it at sfbank.com or talk with a banker today. Member FDIC.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy.
Has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Winona County in southeastern Minnesota, southeastern Wabusha County in southeastern Minnesota, southeastern Buffalo County until 5:15 p.m. At 4:34 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located over Plainview, or 13 miles south of Wabusha, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Expected hazards include 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Altura around 4:55 p.m. Rolling Stone around 5 p.m. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include Weaver, Checkville, Merrick State Park, Highway 95 and County G, West Newton, Elba, and Conception. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 5:15 p.m. for the following county: Buffalo, Wisconsin, and Wabusha, Minnesota.
Don't even try to understand.
Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my born in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me. Up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. And we can't slow down. On the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the six string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got 2 feet to get me high up here above. On the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the six string. People pass by and
you call them by their first name. Watching the clowns roll by, by, by. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on the map. I pass a dad and son carrying a fishing pole, but I always wake up every time I try to turn. Sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, when everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and calling by the first name. Watching the clowns roll by.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Girl, I always pictured it'd be pouring down. Singing some song about trains. In midnight taillights tearing down a highway, or some other heartbroken cliche. But there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here cooler full of Keystone, nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. How in the hell can I watch the big game? Having you here to complain. How am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here cooler full of Keystone, nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money, ain't a heartbreak cloud in a forecast, honey. I hate to see it go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave.
No doubt.
Damn good day to leave. Well, what a shame. The Channel 8's about the marathon, John Wayne. You picked a damn good day to leave me. Sitting here, cooler full of Keystone, nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend.
damn good day to leave his latest here inside the saloon. You know, he went back in the studio and re-recorded a fan favorite of his, Different Round here with Luke Combs. I'm wondering if, just go with me on this, if you're a fan of Daryl Worley like I am. You know, Daryl Worley had a big old hit called Good Day to Run. I wonder if they could work out a way, the lyrics and such, where Riley Green goes back in the studio and records this new song with Daryl Worley and call it Damn Good Day to Run to Leave, or to Leave and Run, or I don't know. See, that's why I'm not a songwriter. I just like listening to the country music like you do. Full hour of country lined up and ready to go. That's how we do here inside the saloon. We pack it in on the weekend. More music for your fun. Drew Baldridge, Randy Travis, Brad and Carrie, and we'll throw in Brooks and Dunn.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Severe thunderstorm watch for Wabasha, Buffalo, and Trempealeau counties until 10 o'clock. Cloudy throughout the night, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Some of those storms may be severe. Lows upper 60s, south winds at around 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms. Will have highs in the upper 80s. At this hour, Highway 37 and Highway 88 south of Mondovi are closed from Mondovi to Gilmanton due to trees down and water over the road. Again, Highway 37 and Highway 88 south of Mondovi is closed.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Would find someone so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable.
We'll be right back.
there's a plane flying out here tonight. Destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. And holding her right now has got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be. Where when I hear her, I can see her. I can smell her sweet perfume. I can feel her skin against me when I sleep. Where I won't miss her, I can kiss her anytime that I want to. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Wow. There's a plane flying out here tonight with an empty first class seat. 'Cause I finally got all my priorities in line. I'm right where I need to be.
Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. So sweet. Now his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music. All his feeling music. The only thing that keeps me hanging on. The only thing that keeps me hanging on. It's the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, oh, oh.
A loud party crowd drinking too much beer. So baby, tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something